Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local, talking about topics no one in the valley would touch on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 1430 AM, and 100.9 FM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Make sure that you also listen on these great radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. So, I'm not the kind of guy who likes to say, I told you so. Let me rephrase that. I do like to say that, but I don't say that very often. You don't hear me typically saying, I told you so, because most of the time I'm wrong. But every once in a while, you know, blind pig finds an acorn, a busted clock is right twice a day, that sort of a thing. So I told you so regarding what is happening right now in D.C., that the RINOs, the Republicans in name only, the Republican establishment, would rather work with Democrats than work with MAGA Republicans, rather than working with Trump supporters. They'd rather work with Democrats, the Republican establishment, because they're just two different wings of the same uniparty. They're all in it for the power and the grift, and they don't like Trump. They don't like anyone connected with Trump. And they are very happy to continue growing and growing and growing government and keep profiting from it. And they don't give a damn about our kids or what's going to happen to this republic in a few years when we run out of money. They just don't care. That's who they are. And back in September, I played this audio clip for you. It's Congressman Tom Massie. He is from Kentucky. He is one of the really, really good guys in Congress, principled beyond belief, and very smart, super smart, MIT grad, just an incredibly smart and committed guy. And he predicted back in September what we are looking at today. Today. Let me refresh your memory.
I also predicted this would fall right before Christmas, and I believe this does fall on December 20th. Now, why have we picked December 20th? Because it's the same reason we always have December 20th. Everybody up here is human. There are no AIs or robots in Congress. And when you get to December 20th, you're 5 days from Christmas. You're 4 days from Christmas Eve, and you desperately want to be there with your family. So this is when the leadership here has the maximum influence. And again, I'm talking to the Democrats and the Republicans, because you've seen it on the Democrat side of the aisle. They love to pick the week before Christmas for this showdown, because you can smell the jet fuel fumes over at DCA. It smells like Christmas, that you're going to get to go home in open presents. I've been in HC5 when literally the Speaker of the House, not the Speaker we have now, walks in and says, if you vote for this, you can go home and unwrap presents with your kids. And if you don't vote for this, you're going to spend Christmas here with Nancy Pelosi. And then the chant starts, vote, 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 vote. Literally, people get enthusiastic to vote for something that they haven't read. So let me predict what we're not going to do on December 20th before I take a guess at what we're going to do. What we're not going to do, we're not going to do 12 separate bills. We are not going to spend this time. We've got a few months between now and December 20th. We could go back to working on appropriations bills. We are not going to do this. This sucker, whatever happens on December 20th, whether it's another CR to punt, to kick the can down the road for three more months, or whether it's an omnibus that funds all of government with one bill, it's going to be written behind closed doors, and every lobbyist in this town is going to try to attach their little thing to this bill. This train is leaving the station on December 20th. It's the only one that we know is going to pass. They call it up here must-pass legislation. So everybody's going to try and get their little thing on this bill, whatever it is on December 20th, whether it's another continuing resolution or another omnibus. It's not even really a prediction that I'm making. I'm just telling you what has happened for 12 years, regardless of whether Democrats are in charge or Republicans are in charge. There may be a little twist. We may do half of a CR. It'll be a whole CR, and half of it will end in February, and half of it will end in April, and they'll convince you they got something more clever this year than they had last year. But it's going to be the same old thing, warmed over, written behind closed doors, rolled out here. We're not going to have time to read this thing. That's also predictable. And we're going to be told, vote for this and you can go home and open presents with your kids. Don't vote for it and you're going to be stuck here. And there will be people, it pulls at heartstrings. We are humans. And that's why I think it's really disingenuous or despicable, really, to pick 4 days before Christmas Eve to put this bill on the floor. The bill I'm talking about, obviously, nobody here knows what it is yet. And we're not going to have time to read it, but people are going to be inclined to vote for it because they just want to be with their family.
That was September 23rd. I aired that several times saying, you watch everything that Congressman Tom Massie, one of the few really, really good guys in Congress, everything that he predicted is happening right now. Right now. Republican-controlled Congress. Everything that he predicted back in September, which I aired on this program several different times, that exact same audio clip is happening right now. Republican establishment is the worst. They are the worst. They would rather deal with Democrats than deal with MAGA Republicans. And you mark my words. This 1,500 plus pork bill that no one, virtually no one has seen. Now people are starting to go through it. They got a day or two before they've got to vote on it. Everything that Tom Massie said has come to be. This bill undermines just about everything that Donald Trump and Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy and these others are trying to do. It gives, I think, $50 billion to Big Pharma in one form or another. It also funds this division within the government, this one, I think it's part of the State Department, that was trying to censor social media. They've included lots of money for virus X. There's an X virus, some other virus that they've got cooked up to probably scare the crap out of us. Then just given a name, X. They're trying to lock in so much of the fat, so much of the pork, that it'll make it virtually impossible for Trump, because he's acting on the will of the people, you, to really fix and change government. And this is the Republican establishment that's going to be working with the Democrats to pass this bill, because Micah Johnson, the latest rhino speaker of the House, does not have enough Republican votes, because there are a fair amount of Republican Trump supporters who are going, no, this is exactly what the people back on Election Day voted to end. It's just more of the same. You just keep lying to these people. And you're doing exactly the same thing the Democrats are. The Republican establishment doesn't give a damn about you. Democrats certainly don't, but the Republican establishment doesn't give a damn about you either. They don't care what you voted for in November. They're just going to keep doing what they're doing because they can. This is the latest example of that. I've got Marjorie Taylor Greene here talking about this very thing. Give me one second here. Let me get this thing lined up here for you. Bear with me here. My state-of-the-art phone system here and audio system. All right, this should do it. Hold on.
Well, it's really turning into, it's not a CR, which is a continuation of the budget. It's turning into an omnibus, is what it sounds like to me, where they're packing in, everybody's packing in what they want here and there, and using the pressure and the situation of the government shutdown. Of course, tragically, farmers are being dangled. Americans that suffered through natural disasters, they're being dangled with disaster relief. And I think that's incredibly unfair. And, you know, think about it like this. If this is going to turn into a three-month omnibus, basically, then why aren't we doing the heavy lifting on, you know, the upcoming debt ceiling situations that we have to deal with in March, government funding? But no. And we don't have any bill text. I have no idea what's in the CR except just basic things that we were told in there. And then reading often you guys' ex accounts, because somehow y'all magically know things oftentimes more quicker than I do. But reality is there is no CR text out yet. We don't know what's in it. And here we are. What is today, Tuesday? Yeah. Okay. So that's it.
What is the mood of the conference? I mean, obviously you have been critical of Speaker Johnson in the past, but you seem to have, you know, given him a little bit grace here since somebody else is running against him. What are your sort of thoughts on how he's handled the situation?
Well, I haven't been in any of the conversations on building the CR out. So I haven't been involved in that process. So I can't criticize not being in the room. I mean, that's fair. But here we are today on Tuesday. We haven't seen any bill text. We're supposed to fly out on Thursday. We've had a long time to deal with it. So it's the same, basically same pattern of behavior. And here we are now.
Yeah. Because the Republican establishment, which controls the House of Representatives, doesn't give a damn about you. They could not possibly care less. They've made that very, very clear. And in this CR continuing resolution, this latest pork bill that the Republican establishment is engineering and has put together along with the help of the Democrats. I told you that you think the Republicans control the House of Representatives. No, they don't. The Uniparty does, which is the Republican establishment and the Democrats. They want to give you the illusion that you control the House, that the Republican Party, conservatives control the House and representing the will of the people. It's just blue pill virtual reality. Here it is. 1,500 pages of pork engineered by the Republican establishment that controls the House of Representatives and their buddies on the Democratic side. They've reached across the aisle for another bipartisan agreement. Good. Included in the CR, continuing resolution, preparation for disease X and research into medical countermeasures for unknown viruses with, quote, significant pandemic potential. This is one of the tweets from Natalie Winters, who I follow on Twitter. And Mike Benz is asking, are we funding the creation of disease X or are we funding the way to stop the not yet created disease? I think it's a trick question. It might be a trick question. It never changes. Until we eliminate the rhinos, the Republicans in name only, until we purge them from the MAGA movement, nothing is going to change. I offer you Exhibit A, this 1,500 pages of pork that are going to be signing into, well, they're going to be passing it in the House, and then, of course, the Senate, because it's controlled by Democrats. And then, of course, Joe Biden would be more than happy to sign that. Everything to undermine Trump, everything so that these congressmen can line their pockets and have more power, more control. The Republic, be damned. The voters, be damned. They don't care about any of that stuff, just themselves.